I even screamed in the theater at one particularly startling one. Debatably more surprising, though, than the film's scareability is its sense of compelling story. I never expected to tear up in a horror movie.
I'm not listening to this.
We lost Rob.
Guys, I am struggling to even want to intro this movie, but we must persevere. We must move on. I am your host, Rob Coakley, joined as always by Dave Wilkins.
I'm judging by the way you're acting that you really liked this movie.
So much. And I am also joined as always by Jesse Wilkins.
Yeah, yeah. What a banger January horror movies always are, right?
Yeah, we love January horror movies. They're always so good. But before we dive into it, we need a pool pun, and I didn't even mean to do it.
Oh, dive in.
Yeah. Nice. Dave, can you give us a synopsis for this, please?
Absolutely. Night Swim, 2024, directed by Bryce McGuire. Forced into early retirement by a degenerative illness, former baseball player Ray Waller moves into a new house with his wife and two children. He hopes that the backyard swimming pool will be fun for the kids and provide physical therapy for himself. However, a dark secret from the home's past soon unleashes a malevolent force that drags the family into the depths of inescapable terror.
Dave, who's the director of this movie again?
Bryce McGuire.
Bryce McGuire, I am going to fight you. I'm going to fight you. But go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, so I'll start off with a positive. I thought that this was an interesting premise, and it was unique and different, right? A haunted swimming pool sounds stupid, right? But then you think about it, they say the pool is filled by well water, basically groundwater that exists, and the idea is that something evil came from the ground, something ancient and evil.
Yeah, it's like if you had a good premise and then you just completely ripped off The Ring too.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it is kind of a ripoff of The Ring in a way, minus like the TV part and the video recording and whatnot. But it was my issue was more so with literally everything else. I thought the acting was pretty flat.
Can we stick with the premise real quick? Because I want to hit on this as well. I think there is a genuinely good premise in here, to your point. And just from all the shows that we've done, my thought goes to Alton, right? Alton has the Mineral Springs Hotel, the haunted swimming pool. That story is actually terrifying. You hear of some of the drownings that happen there with the evil spirit, the demonic spirit. And I think that the setting of an old abandoned in-ground pool underneath the hotel or something would have just enhanced this movie tremendously. The backyard swimming pool, just don't go in. How about we just don't go in the pool? Like, solved. We're not going to. I know they tried to do the whole siren type thing, but Jesus
sort of. Christ. And they also they didn't know it was from the pool right away until it was already pretty much too late.
Well, I felt like they did. Which was one of my bigger problems, is they were like staring the pool down. They were like having staring contests with the pool out the window. It felt like every other scene where it's like, something's not right with that pool. It's like, yeah, only because you played some ominous music. How do you even know this? How are you even giving us this look at this pool?
Well, what do we talk do? About? We talk about things like this with hauntings when we talk about ghost stories, is that a lot of ghost stories and a lot of hauntings are based on just feeling. And that's why so many people have such a hard time proving that there are ghosts, because all they have to go on is I can't explain what I felt. So maybe they were experiencing. So I don't have a problem with this part of it. They felt like something was off with the pool. That's not enough for anybody in their right mind to just close up the pool and never go in it again. That's psychotic, right? But they didn't realize something was wrong until it was too late and the father was already possessed by the inky blob.
Did you mention in the intro, like the synopsis, that that he was a former baseball player?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. So I really didn't get. did they mention that in the movie? Did they mention
baseball?
Did they
lay that out ever? Yeah.
If you divorce the movie from the story, right, separate the two, the story's not terrible. The movie is terrible. There was so much wrong with the movie that's just aside from the story. It did get a kind of wacky at the end there. Kind of. But like if you just take this story in it and you put it into like a book or something and you read it, it's like, oh, that was scary. But my problem was with everything else that had to do with this movie.
Yeah, as long as it's a book and you can't see any of the movie, it's okay. So I do agree, though. I actually agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, I actually do understand the premise you're making. And it's weird because I thought the acting was generally fine in this movie. Like, you can't point to, I mean, personally, maybe you guys have a different thought on this. I thought the actors did what they could with what they had.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Acting was good. Good writing was atrocious.
I actually think this is the worst blend of a horror movie you can have. Where it makes it so forgettable, where the acting's fine, but the premise on screen doesn't deliver, and it becomes just this forgettable nightmare where you're just like, I never want to watch this movie again.
But not a nightmare that's scary.
No.
There was a few tense moments.
It's scary if you have to keep watching it over and over again.
The scene where they completely ripped off the movie It, where he's reaching into the filter system. And I'm just like, dude, really? Seriously? Yeah. And it's calling from you from inside. Like, you're just going to completely rip off one of the most iconic horror scenes in the history of horror movies. Like, oh, no one will catch on to this. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And so that was like a little bit of a tense moment, even though it was a complete ripoff. There really wasn't that many. There was a lot of really cheap jump scares in this movie. Mm-hmm. They just weren't good. One of the jump scares was a balloon popping. Did you guys get scared by that?
So scared.
Yeah,
I was terrified.
A lot of bad stuff. The acting in this was not terrible, but the writing is the issue. They developed the wrong child. Like, the little boy was the interesting one because he had the interesting story, and he was the one that caught on first that something was wrong with the pool. But they keep just showing the sister who has the most. All right, also every horror trope that you could have in this movie. Family moves into a new house. Something's wrong with the house. Like, all right, off the bat, there we go. Get that one out of the way. Sister is one of those typical older sisters in a movie that's just like, it's just the same stuff in every single movie. Like, oh, I'm going to, you know, break the rules and don't tell parents. You know, it's just the same. It's the same thing in every single horror movie. But I thought the kid was actually, the little boy was actually a better character.
I agree.
I kept going back to the sister and just all these pointless scenes. So many pointless scenes in this. And was there some baseball mixed in the movie?
So I keep hearing about that, and I'm like, wait, was there?
There
must have been somewhere. I had a problem with a lot of the special effects. Yes. I thought they were god awful. The bodies in the pool, like that should have been scary, and it was just so goofy. They're just like, they're like Bob. That just wasn't scary. They're like bloated and just, I don't know if it was bad makeup or bad CGI or both, but it was just
a little bit of both. And it's weird because in a pool or in a water scenario, bodies should be bloated, but it always looks so fucking dumb in movies like this. And it's just, don't even bother. Don't make them bloated. That's just not good. I mean, there are movies that get it right with a big, gross, bloated body.
Yeah.
And this terrible. One, it just looks like a guy in a fat suit just bobbing around the water. It's so stupid.
Can we talk about the worst scene in cinematic history?
Yeah.
Just something that should never be filmed again. Chicken fights in a pool. The worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And it went on for, I think, 3 hours, probably, by my count. Watching two people chicken fight in real life isn't fun. Watching them chicken fight on screen was torture. This was the scariest part of the movie. I'm like, can this just end?
It was incredibly awkward.
It was so weird. And the film, and it's just like, oh, who's going to slap a little more? Who's going to knock him down? I just like, this sucks.
And this was... Yeah, and this was part of the issue with Wyatt Russell, because I thought he was pretty good in this movie, but he's a kind of actor where you can't really tell if he's being serious or not. And this was one of those scenes where it's like, is he possessed? Is he being funny, or is he being a jerk? You know, like, let's go get the steroid guy in the pool or whatever. And it obviously it turns into, by the way, we're going to spoil this piece of shit movie. It turns into him trying to kill just this random kid from the baseball team or whatever. It was just so long. Yeah, right, Rob. It took so long, and it's just the most awkward back and forth. Like, come on, get him.
Yeah.
Come on, get him.
Yeah. You're just like, why is this still happening? Just make this
for
faster.
6 minutes. For 6 minutes. Just come on, man. Push him a little harder. You're gonna do better than that. It's like, dude, what is this scene?
Why, you want to see how slow I can walk into the deep end? You ready to see how slow I can walk into the deep end? And then it finishes, and then you get this whole scene where he had to be like resuscitated, right? The adult has to be resuscitated, and they're like, "You tried to kill my son." It's like he almost drowned too. You think he was doing it on purpose?
Yeah. How about you don't let the guy who is deteriorating from an illness that took him out of professional? Wait, was it baseball?
I thought it was from
whatever this disease was, like, why don't you not put a kid on this guy's shoulder and let him walk backwards into the deep end? And why didn't anyone, I know this was the scene, but why didn't anyone react to the kid splashing and clearly drowning in the middle of the pool? Everyone's around just like, they're having a good chicken fight. What the fuck is that? This kid is clearly drowning.
Underwater.
It took the kid who was inside, by the way, creepiest move ever, is sit there with a video camera because something's wrong with the pool. Oh, is it that when you have a bunch of teenage girls in your pool, you fucking creep? But the kid sitting inside the house with his video camera videotaping this pool party, like, absolute creep move. But it takes him from upstairs. Oh, something's wrong. Guy's underwater. Dude, oh man, that scene. Yeah.
It was such a good word, though. You got a pool full of people, and the kid from the inside with the video camera is the one who figures it out.
The peeping Tom is the first one to figure out something's wrong.
Yeah, they went with this whole home movies thing too, where it just feels like very dated the way they did that. It should have been, I don't know.
What teenage kid or young kid? I don't know how old he was in this movie. What young kid is setting up a camcorder on a tripod?
Yeah,
when you have a cell phone on your hip, like what, or in your pocket, like what?
When did this movie take place? It's now, right?
It's right,
take it's place now. Right now.
Yeah, it was.
No one has a video camera.
No, right. You have your phone. You, like as a normal person, or establish that he's into photography, which would have worked because he wasn't athletic, right?
Right.
So, yeah. Like, if you're gonna establish him having a hobby, have it be photography. Quick 30-second throwaway. Oh, he's into making movies, or he's into this or that. It's like, no, he just has this equipment. So dumb.
Before I forget, because this is a big throwaway scene and it's going towards the end of the movie, which we'll jump into in a bit. The dumbest baseball scene in this entire movie was towards the end of the movie. The father is recording a video of himself, like, apologizing to his family. He's like, I'm sorry, you know, just parenting never came easy to me. Baseball came easy to me. And it's like, what the fuck is this scene? Like, sorry, guys. This is a lot harder than baseball was. Like, it meant nothing.
I actually hate being your father, so I'm going to go play baseball.
And it's like dude, no, you're not going back to baseball on your crutch. Like, I'm sorry, buddy. It's over.
I could throw a football over those mountains over there.
That's what he sounds like.
Well, I think
I'm going to go hit a home run in this 100-yard Little League baseball field. Like, congrats, man. You hit a home run further than an 8-year-old. Wow.
I think he thought he was going to be able to, because I think the pool was making him stronger was part of it.
He had a real Kenny Powers getting back on steroids vibe. When the majors call me back up, I'll be ready. I just got to swim a little more.
I just got to get in this pool. All right. So I think but I don't think they fleshed that out well enough either. I just think they did a lot of, like, just nothing was really fleshed out well. I mean,
they focused on all the wrong things. That was the issue in this movie.
Yeah, I think
also Dave's, give Carrie Condon a chance. Like, she's actually a very good actress.
Yeah,
and she did what she could with this movie, but it was another scenario where you had an actor who was better than the writing, and it just there's nothing you could do there.
I think that nails the whole vibe of the movie. Your actors are better than the writing. Good call, Jesse. And it makes it bad. It makes it forgettable. It makes it not rewatchable, right? Like, there's no, to me, nothing redeeming about the movie itself, where you could even, like, we talked about House of the Dead, awful movie, one of the worst movies ever, right? Mm-hmm. I have a scenario where I could sit down with friends, have fun watching it, not paying attention. I'm not going to sit down and watch this movie with friends. It sucks. Yeah. Like,
it's a throwaway movie. It was clearly a cash grab. They knew it was going to do okay. They promoted the hell out of it. We saw how many times did you see the trailer for this movie? A billion. Yep. I saw it a billion times. It was everywhere. I don't even watch TV and I saw it a billion times.
Yeah. How do we see trailers? We don't even watch TV anymore.
Yeah, exactly. YouTube, you know, but it was everywhere. It was everywhere. So they promoted the hell out of this movie. It felt cheap. Shame on Blumhouse for rushing this movie along. It was rushed and it was not scary and it was poorly written. And I can't wait to talk about the ending because what the fuck happened?
I think Blumhouse is doing this way too often, by the way.
I think Blumhouse misses more than they hit nowadays.
Yeah.
It's going to happen when you put out 6 billion movies every year.
Yeah. Five Nights at Freddy's was fun.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. Annabelle's okay. Like, it was...
Annabelle's not okay. What are you talking about?
Not Annabelle. What's the...
Megan?
Megan. Yeah, Megan was funner than this movie.
Yeah, Megan was more
fun. At least Megan was a fun watch.
Yeah, so, I mean, they have some stuff, but... It does feel like they're veering towards this certain aspect of horror that I'm like, I just don't enjoy. And instead of being part of like this renaissance that started a few years ago, they're actually going to be part of the team that drags it down a little bit more. And I don't like that.
Mm. I found a positive review.
No, you didn't. Movie.
Yeah. Somebody, it's the first one on there. Let's hear what they have to say. Kendall says, so fresh, an exciting take on the horror genre. Wow, the jump scares got me.
Oh, fuck God.
Fucking simp.
No, this is Blumhouse wrote
this. This is I know, this is a
paid for. Yep. Kendall, aka Jason Blumhouse.
This is Jason Blum.
I even screamed in the theater at one particularly startling one. Debatably more surprising, though, than the film's scarability is its sense of compelling story. I never expected to tear up in a horror movie.
I'm not listening to this.
We lost Rob. But this film has such beauty, poetry, and truth. Where's the poetry?
Poetry in this movie, huh? Poetry. You missed out on the poetry, Rob. What was her name?
Kendall Host.
Jason Blum.
Yeah. Her name just wasn't Kendall from Fiverr.com.
Yeah, I know. This is three paragraphs long, so I'm not going to read it all.
No,
but, don't please don't.
Weird. You got four words in. I was like, nope, paid actor. The only actor that wasn't good involved with this movie, and for some reason we got a pretty terrible movie. But again, I didn't expect much from this. Like it was a January horror movie. It was. You watch the previews like this. I hope it's goofy enough for me to enjoy it. None of us went into this expecting it to be an actual good horror movie.
No, and, which sucks because I try to keep an open mind, but I'm like, I know what this is going to be. And I
also, right. We had what? Two deaths the entire movie?
Yeah.
There was not enough death.
There was really not any at all.
Yeah. Like let that kid die in the swimming pool during the chicken fight. Just for making us watch that chicken fight. Somebody
can watch him have to dive after a quarter. What was that?
I don't think they could have killed the kid in that scene because the father would have gone to jail for manslaughter, certainly. That would have really made the plot of the movie go a different direction. This person, hang on, they one star review on this movie says, with a script that plays out like it was written using ChatGPT. That's so accurate.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you do to save this version of the movie. I do think there is a premise here, but I think we should talk about the ending because Jesse is dying to talk about the ending. So Jesse, you're very passionate about it. You're very excited to talk about it. I would like to hear your thoughts on the ending.
Well,
Night Swim.
I'll let you guys give your take on the actual unfolding of the ending. But the one scene that stuck out to me was after his kid hits him with the golf club or baseball bat, probably right. It had to have been a baseball bat. After he gets clubbed by his kid, he throws up the demon, which is really popular in exorcisms. Like if you can't call in the priest, just throw it up.
Yeah.
Just throw up the demon. Why didn't you try? Did you even try throwing up the demon first?
Have you considered it?
So he throws up the demons. I'm easily okay. And the first thing that he says after trying to kill his kid, he looks up, he's like, is he all right?
Yeah, is he good?
That was like the acting. That was it. That was the line. That's how he delivered the line. They didn't reshoot that. He's just, oh, is he all right? No, you just tried to murder him. You just tried to murder him. And he actually drowned 45 minutes ago, but it's now time to save his life. Do you realize how long that kid was dead for?
So long.
And there's just the lack of care. Like, oh, come on. All right, let's fight dad first.
Yeah, were they like undoing the pool cover instead too? Like as
like your kid needs CPR immediately, and you're gonna sit here and fight with the crank? Like, no. All right, one person hold the crank, the other person go in and get the kid.
Yeah.
You risk it. You risk that. You don't worry about pool maintenance while your kid is drowning. This is unbelievable to me. Absolutely. The dumbest
shit I've ever levels.
Quick. Yeah, I know. Do we put enough chlorine this week? Like, what? Get your kid out of the water and then you can worry about the pool cover. Maybe after CPR. But no, they take the kid out of the water. No, they don't. I'm sorry. They fight with the pool handle, which is fighting back. And then they get him out of the water. They leave him on the grass, make the dad throw up the demon, fight the dad, fist fight the dad. Club him, and then they trusted him way too soon. This guy was just possessed. He was just possessed by a pool demon. And because he's like, oh, is he all right? They're like, oh, dad's fine. Don't worry about him for now. Now we'll do the secret. Like, okay. I think you might be putting a little too much trust in the guy that was just trying to murder the whole family. Like, oh, no, he's fine. He's checking on the kid.
Definitely.
Now, also, no, he's not okay. He's been dead. He's been legally dead for about a half hour now.
Did you know that dad was a pro baseball player? Did you know that dad played pro baseball?
So before the kid died and drowned, back up, because it was driving me insane how long he was underwater for. And because he gets dragged into the water and the pool thing starts closing, which I understand. I do kind of understand if the pool cover is closing and it's going to completely seal him in, you'd want to probably stop that with the crank. But I do think you probably should have just gone in to get him out first. It was closing pretty slowly, but then she goes in to get him, and then she gets lost in the abyss of the pool. She's under there. He's under there for like 12 minutes. I was like, he's dead. You're not coming back from dead that
for half the movie there.
For so long he was under there.
And then they do this whole homage to the Patrick Wilson movie Insidious, where like he's floating through and flipping down, and you got to find your way back out, man. You got to get out of here. It just,
homage or another ripoff of another idea from another movie.
I did kind of like the one scene where the little girl has the coin and lets go of it, and it floats up instead of down. And that was kind of how he knew that, how she knew that she was, swimming the wrong way. She goes, oh shit, flipped over and had to swim the other way. I kind of liked that.
Yeah,
which was important since she was apparently in a 900 foot deep pool.
Right. She's going down and down and down.
Found her way out of the ocean.
Congratulations.
Yeah, no, this ending was bad. I only had two notes on this entire movie, and one of them was pool chicken. So we covered pool chicken. Sure. And the other one was, I think there was a quote where he goes, the water chose him.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
Okay. Another huge problem. So at the end of the movie, they bring in the construction team to fill in the pool. Problem solved. And they're like, all right, now we can move. And the daughter's like, it's not what dad would have wanted. Like, you just fucking filled in the pool. Like, what is the next now, family be like, let's dig in the yard and see if there's a pool. Like, no, you've already fixed the problem. It's already done. You can go now. Nobody's digging up that pool. Like, let's excavate. Help some digging.
Help me figure this out, because I might be misremembering it. There was a point, I think it was after the pool party, where the dad almost drowned the kid, and the mother is trying to figure things out. She's calling the realtor. She's freaking out. She drained the pool. It was empty. And she's on the phone with the realtor by the empty pool. She was like, tell me what's going on with this pool. And the realtor's like, okay, well, I guess I'll tell you. 5 seconds later, like the next scene, the pool's full again. So like, what happened there? You emptied it just to fill it back in? I think
the father filled it back up.
Either that, or maybe the pool filled itself back up. I think I remember the drain popping and it just filling itself back up.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Maybe I missed it.
But maybe we're getting it wrong. But maybe it
was literally like the next scene. It was like full, like it was never emptied. I'm like, wait, what happened? She emptied it. Why is it full again?
Yeah, something definitely. There was a reason. I'm not going to say there was a good reason why it was full again, but it was one of those two things. I forget too. I was just so miserable watching this movie.
Right. It was one of those ones again, where you just look at the time and you're like, how much more are we going to do this? It was boring. It was really, really boring. I didn't go to the movies to see it. The scene where she went to go visit that older lady, it had some creepy moments, but boy, was that predictable. Like, oh, this is going to go well. It's going to go well. Yeah. Don't call a priest to deal with the possession. Go visit an old lady and ask her what the hell happened to her kid.
Yeah, and also how they she was too old, I felt like, for the scene, because she was the mother of the daughter that got, you know, taken in the early 90s.
One mm-hmm. of the only deaths that happened in this movie. Yeah, all of a sudden she's super elderly. Maybe the water's doing stuff to her, but
it was 30 years.
Okay, so she's 30
something years.
Okay. Yeah, but they really played her up to be like an 80-year-old lady.
Yeah, they made her seem like she was like in her like 80s or 90s.
No, she was clearly unwell.
Yeah.
That didn't really bother me too much, like the state of her, because you clearly she was being driven by the water or whatever kind of demonic thing with the trade-off. This is one of those movies that just didn't know how it wanted to end. It spiraled out of control at the end. It tried to do way too much. And it kind of reminded me of the ending of the movie Mama. And we'll eventually cover that one. I'm going to get fired up and do some training and stuff like that to lose my mind over that ending.
But I have a theory that we've watched so many bad movies that we're going to go back and watch Mama and be like, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought.
I don't know.
But then I'm just talking about in terms of how the ending was just pure chaos, a sacrifice that the family, also the way that the family reacts to everything was way too nonchalant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they just kind of got over things way too quickly and moved on.
And like, it's just like the father sacrificing himself to the pool.
Sacrifice his life. It's just nobody was.
No one reacting at all to it. Yeah. No one, like no one
trying to stop him or anything.
10 feet away. You're 10 feet away.
Yeah.
Stop him.
Yeah. Like what if.
Needs a sacrifice.
What if the old lady that tried to murder you wasn't exactly right with the exposition dump? I don't know. Maybe you want to check another source before you.
Yeah,
you
might
want to call in an expert. You know, phone a friend.
Just start googling some pool demonologist or something. Make sure that
to lower a sheep into the pool.
Could have done that, but I mean, like, all right, let's address the, because everything doesn't have to be about religion. But if you're dealing with demons and ghosts and demonic possession, you might. Might just want to call the church. Might want to get like have a priest come by. You know, they completely skipped that. She just went straight to let's just ask this. You know, family members of other people that have died. Like they really didn't do their due diligence. Like even if you're not religious, if a demonic possession is happening inside your house, you might want to give it a go.
Why would you call a priest when you can go ask somebody with dementia what's going on?
Yeah, just get a lifeguard. I don't know, dude.
Sacrifice the lifeguard at the pool.
Oh God. Yeah. This is no bueno. Absolute chaos.
All right. Well, do we want to get into some scores for this movie?
Yes.
Dave, what do you have this movie scored at?
I have it at an even one star. And it's because I like the story. I thought the story was okay.
Jesse.
I will give it a 1-2.
A 1 as well or a 1.2?
You decide.
Okay. Actually, you decide because this is your score.
No, I was going to give it a 1.2. I thought the acting saved this movie. I mean, that didn't save it enough to be watchable again ever, but it was well acted. It was clearly rushed. It was bad writing, rushed production, corny special effects, corny jump scares. Shot well. Like for some of it was really stupid. This movie sucked, dude. I'm trying hard to be like, oh, here's a little positive. Acting was pretty good.
I want to push back a little bit on the acting. I think the acting wasn't that good. And I think that we even kind of saw it in like when somebody would die or something horrible would happen, they wouldn't react. That's acting. That's not writing.
I think that's direction. I think that the direction was to ignore things and it just didn't make sense. I don't think they were told to react.
Well, keep in mind this is a really small cast. It's not a big cast. This is mostly a one location movie. So, given what they were working with poor writing, I can't pick out an actor and be like that was a bad actor in this movie. Right. There were scenes that obviously could have been better, but this is on the production. They chose not to reshoot the scene when things didn't go their way. They chose just to rush this project along. This screams money grab. This screams, let's just get this movie out, make the money, and move on to the next project.
Yeah.
And it's lazy.
Yeah. So this should be a 1.3, but because of that chicken fight scene, I'm going to give it 0.8 chicken fights out of 5.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. So that's our review of the movie Night Swim. Was, God, please 2024 be better than this. Please give us some better horror movies. There's one out right now that I am dying to go see. So I'm hoping to go see Abigail relatively soon. And I hope I'm not disappointed by that one. But anyways, let us know in the comments what you thought of this movie. Were you like Kendall, who worked for Blumhouse and thought it was the best movie of all time? Or are you like us that are normal people and understand that this movie is bad? Give us your score in the comments for myself, for Dave, for Jesse.
Can I recommend the next movie? I haven't picked a movie in like years, I don't think. Yeah, can we do, I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen people raving about it. Late Night with the Devil.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
We'll do
it next time.
Next time we'll do Late Night with the Devil. Leave your scores in the comments. We'll catch you next time. Peace.